So first, I'm just curious kind of what brought you to the Berkey and what brought you to the U.S. and why that race?
The opportunity came this year because I haven't competed so much in the World Cup, and then I looked for some cool races, and then I've heard a lot of good things about the American Berkey. So then I got the opportunity when I talked with Ben Pop, and yeah, I'm really glad I took the trip over.
And what did you think of the event as far as did it live up to what you had heard about it?
Yeah, for sure. It was maybe even better than I heard it. The tracks was fantastic, and the conditions. Like in Europe, we have had a really bad winter with less snow. But in US and at the Berkey, it was like perfect conditions. Really good groomed and sunny and 10 minus Celsius, like perfect conditions. So it was a really, really good experience and a good race for me. It was even better than I expected.
Awesome. And what did you think of the crowds?
The crowd too was a lot more people than I believed it was around the course, and for sure when you come over the bridge into the main street in Hayward, it's pretty special when the church bells is going, and you come over the bridge and you have like 300-400 meters to go. That's maybe the coolest finish 300 meters I've skied in my life, so it was cool.
And can you talk a little bit about how the race played out? I think on the men's side it seemed like kind of a pack race and then a finishing sprint.
Yeah, but in like after 3-4K I looked at the map before I skied the race, and I saw that the most of the hills is in the start of the race, so I didn't want to have a too big group, so I wanted to push hard in the first hill. So after like 4 or 5K, I went all in and put up the pace for 10Ks. And after like around 15K, we were just five or six persons left. But then nobody wanted to, or nobody, some in the group didn't want to cooperate and like and make big speed through the race. And then so then I didn't want to like use all my energy either when some just stayed behind. So then like from 15 to 37, 38 kilometers, no, from 17, 18 to 37, 38 kilometers, it was pretty low pace. And yeah, then it came up a bunch of people, so we were maybe 10, 11 persons. But then I got rested a bit, so I had a lot of power in the final. So yeah, and I felt pretty confident in the last kilometers. But you never know how much how good the other guys is. So, but I felt pretty confident, and I went for a long sprint finish, and that worked well.
And when did you kind of start that final sprint? Was it before the bridge or just that last 400 meters?
Yeah, it was before the bridge. It was actually not so, when you come over the lake, it's maybe 1 kilometer left, and I waited to it was like 600-700 meters left, and then sprinted from front, so I was a bit nervous. But if the other guys, would counterattack me, but I felt pretty good and I didn't want to look back. So But I looked back when it was like, yeah, maybe it's 60, 70 meters left, and then I saw I had a 30, 40 meters. So then I understood that I could take the American Berkey, and that was amazing.
And what else did you do with your time in the U.S.?
No, I have a family who have a cabin in between Cable and Hayward, have hosted me and Anders, the other Norwegian. So it was really nice. And then like after at Sunday we went to Minneapolis and Paul and looked at the Minnesota Wild game. Minnesota Wild against St. Louis Blues, because we have a Norwegian guy who are playing in Minnesota Wild. I know a bit, so it was really cool to see a NHL match before we left over to Norway. Yesterday.
And are there any other races on your horizon this season?
Yeah, I hope I can go in Holmenkollen the 50K and hope to do a good race there. And yeah, it's a lot of races in Europe the next couple of weeks. So, but like the 50K is the most important race. So hopefully I can fight in the top there.